Chasam Mizbeach, Ozemor Mishir Mizmor, Chasam Mizbeach. We're learning the laws of Hanukkah in the fourth chapter in the Rambam. Halacha Zion. The Rambam says, Ner Chanukah mitzvah hanicho al Pesach beiso mebuchutz, that the best place for those that are able to do so is to take their menorah, the Chanukiah, and that it should be placed on the outside of one's entranceway. B'tepach ha-samuch ha-Pesach al-smol ha-nichnas levayis. It should be on the left side as one would enter into the home. K'desh nehi mezuzah b'yamin b'ner Chanukah mismol. So that on the right side you have a mezuzah, on the left side you have the Chanukiah, and therefore your home is filled with mitzvos in both directions. V'im ha-yador ba'aliyah, the person who lives on a upper floor, in which living on a second floor by putting it on their doorstep or outside their door is in essence putting it into a hallway. So you're not really accomplishing the parsumin nisa, but publicizing the miracle. Then you should place it by a window, and you should put it so it's facing the public thoroughfare. Says that when it comes to the menorah, it should not be above 20 amos. So a person has this huge menorah. In order to get to it, you need a cherry picker or a forklift or whatever it is, which we do see. L'osaklum, you have not fulfilled your obligation. And he says, l'fi she'enu nikar, because it's not something which is recognizable. The Magen Mishnah tells us, quotes the Gemara from Sukkah as well as the beginning of Maseches Erevin, that it's comparable to a sukkah. That when it comes to the laws of sukkahs, it's necessary that the schach, the roof of one sukkah, has to be below 20 cubits, which we can translate a cubit approximately, let's say it's 18 inches, so it would be less than 30 feet. And the Gemara says, Mishum do shot ba'enai. A person will not naturally see that high. And when it comes to a sukkah, which the Pasuk says, L'man yedu dorasechem, that it's necessary for you to know, kibas sukkah sashat, that you're in a sukkah. So when you're in such a tall sukkah, you're not able to even realize that that's what you're in. You don't look at the schach. Similarly, the Gemara says, when it comes to the menorah, the purpose is persimonisa. So you should publicize, everyone should see and recognize and remember that there's a miracle, and that's the reason for the Chanukiah. So if it's so high, then one is not going to see it, and therefore one does not fulfill their obligation. And on this, the Magen Mishnah says, even though it's not mentioned anywhere in the Rambam, he says the following: Od Amrusham Zos Omeris Ner Chanukah Mitzvah Nicha Toch Asar Tefachim. He says that a person should also have, preferably, their Chanukiah less than 10 tefachim from the ground. And what's interesting, as he says, is V'dachu Shamarai L'fikach L'nechta B'halachos. So it's not brought down anywhere in the Rambam that the menorah should be below 10 tefachim. A tefach was a hand breadth, 4 inches, let's say, so it should be less than 4 inches from the ground. We don't see this anywhere mentioned by the Rambam. And the idea is, again, comparing it to a sukkah. A sukkah has to be at least 10 tefachim, and the reason why is because the Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Dalet, it says, because a sukkah less than 10 tefachim is a dira srucha, is considered to be cramped quarters. And it's not a living place, it's too low, the roof is too low, a person's not going to live like that. So we already see, when it comes to a sukkah, the dimensions of 10 tefachim. But when it comes to, interestingly enough, the Chanukiah, it's the opposite. We prefer it below 10 tefachim. And the reason is that, typically speaking, when a person wants to illuminate a room to benefit from light, you don't put it on the ground, you put it on the ceiling, so that the light will be able to shine down and everyone can benefit from it. But as we see in Haneros, Halalu, it says, Ein lanu reshus lehishtamish bahem. The purpose of the Chanukiah is not to derive benefit from the light. So therefore, it's preferable to put it below 10 tefachim, so that it's clear the only reason why it's there is for the purposes of the miracle. But the Rambam does not mention this at all. And therefore, the Magen Mishnah says as follows. He says that Mashu de Toch Esrim Ama Boiz Mokim Shirtzik Shera. The fact that the Rambam says that the menorah should be lower than 20 amos it's clear that it could be any distance below 20 amos. If it's 18 amos, 15 amos, it's still kosher. It doesn't say it has to be less than 10 tefachim. The Rambam doesn't hold like that. Clearly, that's not an issue. However, the Magid Mishnah says, no, sheish l'taretz, it's possible one could answer, d'lo palginan v'afal pi shibatach chaf am ein shom psul mitzvah, that less than 20 amos, you have not actually made, it's not puzzled, you have done the mitzvah properly. Min ha-mubchar hi betoch asarat tefachim. The Rambam is only telling us how one could fulfill the obligation. He says that if it's above 20 amos, lo asa klum, you have done nothing, which means less than 20 amos, you have accomplished. But it does not mean that that's the best way of doing it. It's possible, by reading the Rambam that way, that a person should in fact still have it below 10 tefachim. V'yesh sheposku kein, and there are those that actually paskin this way, shemitzvah nichu betoch asara, that it should be below 10 tefachim. Based according to certain poskim, it's clear that that is the preferable method.